The awards at Tuesday's ceremony were handed out to students whose parents and guardians are members of the Teachers Credit Union. The students received scholarship awards, bursary awards, and scholarship holders recognition awards. Attilan Hamilton, representative of the Teachers Credit Union Education Committee, said the scholarship program has continued to grow and strengthen over the years, expanding its reach and impact on students across the country.
The scholarship program has grown over the years to include CPA bursaries, university bursaries, book vouchers, and advancing from simply providing financial support to where it has become a holistic development tool, offering academic and social support to our scholarship holders. We encourage parents and guardians to allow these new scholarship recipients to attend the activities that we design and implement from time to time to broaden their horizon and to help them to make friendships and to develop lifelong associations and become more rounded individuals. You scholarship recipients will join a group of well over 100 scholarship holders who have gone on to many professional fields.
Brother Attilan Hamilton, member of the Teachers Credit Union's Education and Marketing Committee. Dixian Richards of the Ministry of Education noted that the ministry is appreciative of the long-standing and meaningful partnership with the Teachers Cooperative Credit Union.
Whatever field you choose to pursue, strive for excellence. Continue to learn, grow, and challenge yourselves to become the best versions of yourselves. A student's success is not the achievement of one person alone. It is often the result of a strong network of people who encourage, guide, challenge, and provide support along the way. The Ministry of Education is particularly appreciative of the continued partnership of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Teachers Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Through initiatives such as this, the credit union demonstrates its commitment to education and the development of our nation's human capital. We commend the credit union for recognizing academic achievement and for continuing to invest in the educational aspirations of Vincentians. Partnerships of this nature are important as we work collectively to create opportunities for our young people and to build a stronger and more resilient nation.
Mrs. Dixian Richards of the Ministry of Education. Meanwhile, Vice President of the Board of Directors of the Teachers Credit Union, Brentford Finley, said the presentation of scholarships and bursaries represents an investment in the future of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Every scholarship and bursary presented today represents more than financial assistance. It represents encouragement, confidence, and a commitment to supporting the next generation of leaders, professionals, and community builders. This year's ceremony is particularly significant as we celebrate the introduction of 4 new scholarships. We move from 5 to 9 scholarships, almost 100% increase.
Vice President of the Board of Directors of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Teachers Cooperative Credit Union, Brentford Finley. Presenting a response on behalf of the awardees, Nyla Stevenson congratulated her fellow recipients and expressed gratitude for the recognition and support provided through the program.
I would like to congratulate each scholarship recipient. We worked hard in preparation for our examinations. We spent countless hours revising, attending extra classes, and completing past papers. Today, we are truly elated to see that all of our hard work and dedication have paid off. This scholarship is more than just an award. It is a reminder that determination always brings rewards.
Teachers Credit Union Scholarship Awardee, Nyla Stevenson. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.